Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You won't take this from me, baby. You will not take this from me, baby. No. Man. Somewhere that you don't want to try. Man. Just really do or die. Man. We'll
have you come with me. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 903 on ESPN975. Look at this. We got a full board of people that want to
back. My name Billy. Play good. Him to give you a milli. Yeah. Check, 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 check. MX. Praising the Lord every day. Tweeting out inspirational things to say.
How about that?
What? Jack. Man, I can't wait.
Let's go.
You're taking the points. I think I'm going to lay the points. I think it's 34-21.
No. Don't do it.
34-21.
Don't do it.
34-21. I think it's right at the number. Over, under. I'm going to go
34-21 is over.
What is it? 54? Yeah, it's right there, though.
Right there.
54.5, you said?
Oh, man, I like. See, Texans defense ain't going to be able to hold them. I like them scoring in 30, but I think that the Texans are going to score more too. I think the Texans are going to get in the 30s as well.
There's something interesting about the Texans offense. Let's remember, this is a rookie running back still, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have some bust with protections and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, he may not be in on third downs. I think it's going to be, I think it'll be interesting. We got a bunch of people on the board. If you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. Texans start the season tonight on Thursday Night Football against the Chiefs. There's no COVID issues. The NFL has come through so far with flying colors, but this is the first time they're actually going to mix it up on the road, traveling with, so we'll see how that pans out. But up to this point, I feel a lot of concern about college. I don't feel any concern about the pros, because I haven't heard one negative thing. No. Like, they're tested every day.
I don't have a lot of concern about college either. I think we're playing, baby. It's on. We're going. Underrated mess. What's going on, underrated mess? Give me some love for Bill O'Brien.
Hey, fellas. What's going on? I'd like to endorse Bill O'Brien because, after the Kansas City Chiefs game in the playoffs, I really took the time to reflect, put myself in the mirror, and I decided that I needed to be more of the people and donated all my gear and memorabilia to the homeless. So I'm technically a philanthropist now. And also, I really appreciate Bill on how he really made Lance very awkward when he tried to enjoy beers with him. So I appreciate that. So I like the hashtag Back Bill.
Back Bill? Let's go.
We're doing Back the Bill.
Back the Bill.
Back the Bill. Okay.
Does Twitter?
I don't think that was really. I think it was kind of backhanded.
Yeah.
Does the Twitter
like that.
backhanded the bill?
Does Twitter count?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Matthews says I am begrudgingly with Bill O'Brien as well. Go Texans.
I am
begrudgingly. Why do you have to add that?
Why begrudgingly?
I don't. I'm not adding it. He said that.
That's what I'm saying. Why did
I am begrudgingly with Bill O'Brien?
Are you with him or not? Why do you have to be begrudgingly with him?
Well, because the last game he coached wasn't great.
But John is looking for.
I'm looking
all
for
out.
Well, keep no, looking. Apparently, in. We're
wishing
we've had
one
some
hand.
People who were kind of like Will Fuller and Brandon Cook.
Kind of
that guy said
that guy
names.
Was the most positive.
Well, we had
that's
the,
all he said was yeah, Brandon Cooks and Will Fuller.
We had one guy who said he's behind him, right? Officially,
yeah, but it was painful. It was like he was at the dentist office.
He didn't want to say it, but he did it for John. It was a pity. John kept ignoring him and annoying him, and finally
he said, "Are you with Bill O'Brien?" He goes, "Yeah, I mean, I guess."
it was more like this. Well,
I'm doing it for you, John.
And it is only because of the personality, because the performance has been good enough to be. It's kind of like being a Rocket coach. Although, actually, Rocket coaches, Mike D'Antoni's got in the Western Conference Finals. They do more than. Like, Mike D'Antoni goes, bitch, stop. What'd you say? You compare me to Bill O'Brien. Like, no, I mean, like y'all can't get past it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. How many AFC championship games has he been in?
By the way, just to divert a little bit from Bill O'Brien, John, what you texted us in the group chat has been confirmed by Chris Haynes about Daniel House.
Really?
Daniel House is under investigation for allegedly allowing a female COVID-19 testing official into his room, and the status for the rest of the conference semifinals is in question per Chris Haynes.
That's what I told you guys. Yep.
Secretly.
I got inside info.
Secretly. Why didn't you put it out there?
I'm not putting it out there. Chris Haynes put it out there. Let's get Antonio in here. Hey, Antonio. Antonio, you there? Antonio.
Hello?
Yeah, start talking. Go.
Oh, this is Daniel. My bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I really do like B.O.B. I don't understand why people hate on him, you know, because they say that he's not hip-hop, he's pop. He got 6 Grammy nominations. Like, come on. I know Airplanes is a banger. Everybody thinks can we just send that Airplanes.
No, that's a different B.O.B.
Yes!
No, that's a rap. My favorite caller. B.O.B.
is my favorite caller.
Oh. No,
yeah,
like,
no, Bill O'Brien, not B.O.B. They're different people.
But that is a great song.
I heard B.O.B. I'm sorry.
Nice job, Daniel.
It is a good song. And then you got Bombs Over Baghdad, which is a B.O.B. song by Outkast.
This is Hayley Williams from Paramore featuring. This is the song he was referencing. The most creative caller goes to Daniel. Because this guy's named B.O.B.
This guy's named
B.O.B.?
There's
the mesh of country and rap.
Way to go, Daniel.
When you finally are able to mesh country and rap, like Georgia, Florida, country line, Florida, or whatever it's called. Line. And like obviously this song. This is when you know it's football season.
Country.
Huh?
How dare you? She's not country.
She sounded like country.
Yeah, she's
play the beginning.
She's doing a pop.
Do the part where she's going to break up somebody's car for lying to
her. What's her name again?
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood will tell you right now, I'm not the one. So if you think I'm the one, I'll come in like Earl Thomas's girl, strap and ready. Your car will be in
tatters
outside.
I'll bust your car up.
Don't even check the interior because that's going to be cut all to hell.
Let's get Sam in here. Let's go, Sam. Can somebody please give me some Bill O'Brien love?
Back to Bill.
What up, Sam?
I love Bill O'Brien, and I'll tell you why. Because I think the man's a genius, all right? He got rid of DeAndre Hopkins. The man doesn't like to practice. Goodbye. Then he got rid of, Jadeveon Clowney first. Man doesn't like to practice. Goodbye. Right. Baby mama's bad. Goodbye. Yeah. All right, we're building a new culture here, okay? Houston can suck it, and we're going to be great.
Okay. He screamed at us a lot.
He did.
But that guy backs the bill.
He backs the bill. Well, he screams at us because that's Bill O'Brien's style.
Yeah. We should have known he was backing the bill.
I don't think there's any stronger endorsement than calling a man a genius. He called him a genius.
He did call him a genius.
So that is, he shoots to the top of the list.
He does.
Jose says,
we got one. How about that? I don't know if he was sincere. I'm not sure.
Colts fan Jose says, I back Bill 100%. Give him another extension. Keep him in the division. He can't win in the playoffs, and it's all good. We ain't worried. More B.O.B.
No, stop it.
The only B.O.B. I'm down with is the breakfast on a bun at Whataburger. That's not funny, Art. Actually, it's funny, but it's not what we're looking for.
It's not what we're looking for. James, back in Bill. Let's go.
Yeah, sir. I was kind of with that caller earlier. I think it's going to give him more options. I think a lot of times he was leaning on Hopkins too much. So I'm back in Bill, and you got to love a man. He's really good about what he does with his son and with community and stuff. I know it's not about football, but I just mess with him because of the way he is as a father and all the stuff he does outside of football.
Yeah, I think
too.
That's a good.
He is a good guy.
I like that. Yeah, he deals with a lot.
He does.
He was dealing with a lot 2 years ago. I mean, a lot. Or actually, 2 years ago, he was dealing with a lot. He deals with a lot every year with that. That's a tremendous amount of stress for any parent. It's a tremendous amount of stress for a guy who has a stressful job as head coach. So, yeah, I think I've heard nothing but great stories about him going out playing, you know, to the baseball practices. He's got a son who's in baseball. O'Brien, from everything I've heard, is, you know, really puts the time in as a dad.
Yeah.
And,
he's,
I've heard nothing but good things about that.
We have both seen him outside and, you know, outside of football, outside of that building, outside, he is. I've seen him give speeches. I've seen him at a UCP event, and he gave a speech, and he was really, really good. And no, that part of him, yeah, but we see that so little. The football, Bill O'Brien, is what I'm looking for, is somebody back in that one.
Yeah.
A guy, well, other than, you know, how he treats people in that building. As a guy, though, Bill O'Brien is by many accounts, a good guy. Quick, let's get Jeff in before we take another break. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. It's been a little bit. This is actually a genuine Jeff. Bill O'Brien endorsement. He's the best coach the Texans have ever had. Look at our coaches. He's by far the best record-wise and probably overall. Additionally, you know, everybody knows a friend who's dated a lot of losers, male or female, alcoholic or, you know, drugs, whatnot. And the Texans have finally got a decent person who doesn't do drugs. You know, they may not be the best, but, you know, they're good. And if we get rid of them, you know, that friend, you know, in this analogy, they might go find another loser, right? And so, you know, he's the best coach they ever had. He's pretty decent.
Well.
And...
There's,
you know,
okay.
It's a curious.
Listen, first of all, Gary Kubiak is the best coach they ever had. He won a Super Bowl as a head coach after he left
but
here.
But not with the Texans.
No, but he got them as far as.
So where would actually, you put J.D. Martinez, an all-time great Astros?
The best teams the Texans have ever had were under Bill. Gary Kubiak.
Where would you put Curt Schilling as all-time Astros pitcher? That's the same concept.
Well, yeah.
Curt Schilling was way better when he wasn't an Astro.
And so
Gary Kubiak won a
Randy
Super
Johnson.
Bowl.
No, Randy Johnson was really good. And he won a Super Bowl. He won a World Series.
You put him
elsewhere.
As one of the best Astros pitchers.
But yeah, yes.
Well,
absolutely
he wasn't here long
but
enough.
But to your
but Gary Kubiak was here 8 years. He
but
was
Gary
here plenty.
Kubiak, I know he was here plenty and got
and
to the playoffs.
The best
twice.
Teams ever were under Gary Kubiak.
He only got
the
to the playoffs twice.
The best teams were the Kubiak teams.
The best teams were under Kubiak.
No, the best teams were under Kubiak. But you still have to. You have to eat the other seasons, too.
Well,
2010, 9, 8, 7, 13, the two-win season.
Bad.
Well, yeah.
It's not so great.
No.
Just say it. Just say Bill O'Brien's best coach, Texans.
I don't believe
say
that.
Say it out loud.
I don't believe
it. I'm going to go with Kyle Shanahan, the one-year offense coordinator, is my pick.
Well, he's probably the best coach that's ever coached here, yes.
I'm going to go with Mike Vrabel.
Mm.
Could be. He hasn't gotten the Super Bowl twice like Shanahan has.
I see.
He also hasn't blown two Super Bowls like Shanahan.
Well, he's caught more touchdown passes
than
Shanahan.
Blown two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. 9:15 ESPN, 97.5. What I need tonight is some whiskey.
Blackland Distillery. Yeah! It's a grain-to-glass spot, meaning they're the ones who take the grain, create the actual base alcohol, and then do all the full distillery. They do it all. And one thing that I was very surprised to find out is how few places actually go grain to glass. It's actually quite a craftsmanship, and it's something that Blackland Distillery does. It's one of the reasons why everyone talks so much about their spirits, despite the fact that they've been doing this for less than 2 years. The guy who owns it is a really high-performing person. He has a law degree, a law practice. He is a certified sommelier. He went to culinary school and got a degree at culinary school. I mean, and then he took on distilleries, and he has done a phenomenal job of creating one of the best processes you're going to find. That's why there's such a distinctive flavor. It's uniquely original. The creamy, smooth flavor, the back end of the bourbon and the rye and just a slight hint of sweetness in the vodka. The gin has nice floral notes. You're going to absolutely love it. If your liquor store doesn't carry it, tell them that you want them to start carrying Blackland Distillery. It's distilled here in Texas. It's a Texas distillery, and they are winning awards left and right. So make sure that you go to the website to check out more about blacklanddistillery.com.
ESPN. 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
And on ESPN 92.5. FM. Is there an ESPN925.com?
No, I believe there's one website, unless there's a redirect, which I have been told about.
No, I haven't heard that yet.
No.
But for those of you on the west side, 92.5, it's the solution to all of your static problems, okay? So if, and I saw Monica is a, she is a bartender over at Luling's, and I saw her yesterday, and she was like, oh my God, I love it. I was listening to you and Nick, and it was kind of staticky, but Nick came on yesterday, and he talked about it, and I went to 92.5, and it is awesome. It is awesome. My buddy Coach Nick Rinchuso was on yesterday.
When?
When you weren't here.
Yeah, when you
were told him to beat it. What? We do a little thing called a radio show after you leave.
Yeah. But
he's not a – that's a guy who has a pizza place.
And?
Yeah, he's on the west side. He called in and said how awesome it at 92.5 is.
Oh, okay. We said you do – yeah, we do a radio show.
No, he's talking about me and myself and John. Me with John do a radio show.
Oh, not you and Nick.
No, he called in.
Oh, well, that's what threw me off. Like, me and Nick were talking about that. Like, what, is Nick Sharara's doing a show with you?
No, Nick Rinchuso.
Oh.
He called in.
And then we went and we did our fantasy league there. We drafted last night. I got an awesome team.
I got a text from John about Mike Gesicki, of all people.
Yeah, and it said I took Hooper.
Yeah, I told don't take him. Changelli's offenses don't do the Titans any good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was like my last pick.
Tight end.
He was sitting there, and I was like, I liked him in college.
I liked him a lot in college. He had some moments last year.
He had a good year last year, but that was a different OC.
Same coach, yeah. Same quarterback.
No, I know.
Yeah, but a different.
Different guy, a different OC, so we'll see.
We'll see. Who's next? Let's get Alex in here. Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, by far, I truly love Bill O'Brien. The reason being, you know, I forgive him for all his transgressions, all his bad decision making, but isn't that also kind of the same thing that a battered woman says in a abusive relationship? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. I was that waiting for the shoe to drop.
It did drop.
It did drop. That's
that's what I'm saying. I'm all in on Bill O'Brien. Or whatever
I love
said.
Him
like,
is what he said.
Yeah, I love Bill O'Brien.
Sound
like,
it doesn't sound like it to me.
This doesn't feel like this is going to be.
No, doesn't feel like you're telling the truth. Chuck, give me a ringing endorsement for Coach O'Brien.
Guys, man, I rock with Billy O and Jack Easterby. Ain't no two guys ever came into an organization. Seized power, cut people down, got Cal wrapped up in his car like a stock puppet. Weekend at Bernie's in. Because knowledge is power, guys. Bill O'Brien for life.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
He did call the owner a sock puppet.
Yeah, well...
Well, he looked like a hostage. He looked like he was in a hostage situation in that video.
Yeah, I guess he believes Easterby and Bill O'Brien both have their hands up Kyle, just getting him to do whatever they want him to do.
I don't like that phrase.
No.
No.
It's not complimentary.
They have their hands up Cal is not a...
Well, I could have finished it, but I want to use the last word in that.
Well, that is, it's derogatory.
Yeah. So, he called him a puppet.
Well, no, he doesn't have his... hand up his backside.
This is not the back the bill that we were expecting.
No.
Yes, it is. It's John exactly asked, what we were expecting.
No, I was expecting someone to step up and say, no, I like Bill O'Brien.
We did.
I'm down with
we
Bill
had
O'Brien.
One guy.
We did have one guy.
Which is what, 1 out of 12 or so? That's probably the
sweet
ratio.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Wait a minute, another song
you want to add?
Song of the South.
We'll be quiet if you want to sing a little bit more.
Nah, I'm good.
You sure?
I already did my DMX.
Well, you got to...
Jack Easterby, Jack MX.
What do you think his favorite DMX song is? Is it the one I played? Because the non-clean version of that is really aggressive. You think that's his favorite song? If you had the guess...
I don't really see Jack Easterby as a DMX.
This is not a game! This is not a fucking game. Bah, bah, bah. I could see Jack doing the ton 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 ton. I could kind of see Jack before the game
I can't.
In front of the like JJ wants to come out there and salute, and Jack's like bah, 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 right in front of everybody with the Texans flag. He's about to run out on the field like Jack, you're vice president of football. Get back there. You don't get to run out in front of the team.
I don't know. Jack might want to. Jack can do whatever he wants. Jack's the boss.
The younger
team.
Player's like, why do we keep doing DMX stuff? This is
cool. No, the younger. Who's DMX?
Did you see him? He's the fat guy with Snoop Dogg in that versus battle. Like, DMX has just been chilling. He had some. Did some jail time. Yes.
He has some issues. Yes.
There were some mental issues.
Doesn't seem like that's a Jack Easterby
thing. DMX had some mental stuff going on. He did have some prison issues.
Yeah.
But then he made it out and was at Snoop's studio and was throwing him down.
When next time he makes an appearance, we should ask Jack Easterby what he thinks of DMX. Can we get
you like
question?
Stop, drop, open up shop? Like, give us, what are your favorites? And he'll just like, easy. Up in here.
Mm-hmm.
This is about a party. It's upbeat. I like Party Up in Here. Easily. My favorite song. That's what he'll say.
Let's get Bob in here. And is this a Bob? This is a Bob impersonation. What's up, Bob?
This isn't a Bob impersonation. We need to be kind of a little softer on Bill. I feel like in the 80s when you had LT, nobody was complaining. And then, you know, he just needs a defensive MVP. I know he struggled with the Cowboys and Jets, but, I mean, when he had Phil Simms and LT, he did pretty good.
No, Bill O'Brien, not Bill Parcells.
What
is... Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, you made a mistake. Yeah.
See, this is... See, that's you got to proof check. All you got to proofread your
last one. Last one. Brandon, here's our last hope.
That is Billy.
Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
First off, before I get to that, I just wanted to throw it out there. The whole B.O.B., Haley Williams, DM, that's all fine and good, but nothing can compare the song to the South. So,
thank you.
Got that. Bill O'Brien thing. Coach O'Brien, you can only ask for so much. Look at all the crap this general manager is giving him to work with. So, Coach O'Brien, I mean, you can't ask the guy to move mountains or anything. He's doing the best job he can with the crap he's given. So.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah,
John,
thanks.
Do you want
there's
that?
There's that ringing endorsement.
Now, some of this roster is Rick Smith. Some of this roster, a little sliver, is Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien together. And then a little sliver is Bill O'Brien. Well, Bill O'Brien's got slivers of it with Rick Smith, too.
Right, right.
So you probably half the lineup, half the roster is Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, what was the...
Bernard McKinney is Rick Smith.
We've never really...
Zach Cunningham is Rick Smith. Deshaun Watson. Let me go through all the players who are...
Deshaun Watson.
The best player.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson is Rick Smith. JJ is Rick Smith. Zach Cunningham, Rick Smith. I mean, to be fair, Rick Smith has been...
Whitney Merciless.
Whitney. All the highest paid guys. Zach Martin.
Laramie Tunsil is Bill O'Brien.
That's a Bill O'Brien guy.
LT is Bill O'Brien. Justin Reed is Bill O'Brien. It was Bill O'Brien and
Brian Gain.
And Brian Gain. So you get credit for that if you're Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien was very active.
And Titus Howard.
Titus Howard's Bill O'Brien, yeah.
And Sharping.
Sharping, Jacob Martin.
Yep. You got that in that Clowney deal that was wonderful. That's $7 million you paid Clowney for not
Vernon
being
Hargraves.
IR.
Lonnie Johnson. Now, I heard that OB is trying to distance himself from Lonnie Johnson, that was maybe a Brian Gain pick.
But
maybe it was. Maybe that's why he wants maybe away from him. I've heard that Lonnie Johnson is not on great standing. I don't know if that's accurate or not. That was somebody who's not
we'll
with
tonight.
The organization, but... Claim they heard it from
somebody
in the organization.
We'll see it tonight. 928 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. I think Tiny's going to join us at 10, right? Tiny joins us at...
No, is he?
Yeah, he's going to join us at 10 today. So we'll talk to him about the Crew de Rue. It's at South Shore Harbor in League City. It's Friday, September 25th. And if you're looking to play, if you're looking for a good time, I mean, this is really a lot of fun. And it's not as far now. They've had this before in Galveston. And if you're somebody that's in the Houston area, if you're down with the Ronald McDonald House, which is awesome, the Shriners, the Elmina Shriners of Galveston, they benefit as well. And the American Heart Association, who doesn't love, raising some money for the American Heart Association. Get yourself a team. Go to ESPN975.com and go under promotions and see for yourself. You can join the tournament there. It's the Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Tournament. It's so much fun. There's food and drink all day long. It's nonstop. You're looking to have some fun playing golf. This is a fun tournament. Nobody's taking it seriously. You're just having a good time. It's Friday, September 25th. Let's go. Sign up for a great golf tournament today. ESPN975.com. Go under promotions and see for yourself. Dirty Birdie Charity Golf Tournament. It's presented by Da Crew Da Roo.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So those of you out west, 92.5, baby. That's the big announcement that we had this week, that we have a simulcast station that you can hear out west. It's a great signal. So if you're somebody that's been out west and frustrated with the 97.5 signal, you got yours now. So Daniel House, this is a report by Chris B. Haynes, which I gave you guys this report last night.
Yes.
I was not going to, because there are some extenuating circumstances here. Apparently there is relationships. Apparently there's marriage and kids involved in this.
Yeah, I don't imagine we'll ever find out the name.
No, I hope not.
Of the COVID-19 nurse, I guess is what they're calling her.
So she is a testing official. Okay. And apparently she was in his room, and that's not a good thing. Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what kind of things they were doing.
Maybe they're watching tape. Maybe they're watching tape.
They could have been watching tape, but apparently she shouldn't have been in his room.
No.
But now this is legislating morality. If she's in the bubble.
Well, we don't know that she has stayed in the bubble.
We don't know that she stayed in the bubble, but if she's in the bubble, period, then obviously she's not someone who's a danger to the other people.
But they have asked, try not to have sex with people in the bubble, maybe.
Well, I don't know what
they asked. Unless one of your guests.
But if you leave the bubble and you do it every day, even if you take a test.
Don't know that she left the bubble.
No, I'm saying if you leave a bubble, if she's not someone who's sequestered in the bubble and you leave the bubble every day, just because you tested negative the day of doesn't mean the virus isn't working through.
I don't think they want people in each other's rooms.
That too. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I don't think they want people in each other's rooms except the people who are on your 10-person list or whatever your list is.
He was... I don't know Daniel House's relationship status. It's none of my business. But if the reason this woman was in his room was for a sexual reason, he had the opportunity to bring someone he was with to the bubble, and maybe he just didn't fit the profile for that because he wasn't in a long standing relationship, didn't know someone who we wanted to bring down there. I can't abide by he's a guy and it's consensual between two people.
Yeah, this is bigger than Daniel House. This is the kind of thing that'll get Daniel House off the team. And I'll tell you why, because they don't, I just don't think that they've already, I don't know if it's the league, if it's the Rockets. No one has officially suspended him, but he ain't playing. So somebody's making that decision. Do you feel like it's the Rockets or the league?
I think it's got to be probably the league.
You think it's the league? They're saying we're not going to officially suspend him. But we highly recommend that he doesn't play.
Well, or
maybe they both did it.
And I think this is more a morality issue.
Immaturity issue to me.
Well, yeah, and no, maybe it's an issue. Hey, you shouldn't have anybody else in your. You
bad,
can't have anybody else in your room.
This guy's
yeah.
I don't know what her status is. She's got husband and kids. I thought I heard she was married with kids.
Yeah,
with kids.
Yeah,
it's a terrible look. One, but the other thing is. They've asked players not to do stuff that puts anybody at jeopardy or anybody at risk, and this shows a level of immaturity. And
it's not an ask; it's a rule.
No, yeah, it's a rule.
You're not supposed to
be in the other rooms either. I don't think.
No, you're not supposed to be in anyone's room.
Yeah, so that's it, as opposed to a morality issue. You just broke the rules.
Yeah, it's not a morality. Well, it could be, but it's not a morality thing as far as the guidelines. There's a rule in place.
Do we know, how do you get caught? Because David said maybe she was just testing him for COVID.
There's well, a, I don't think you test it there.
No, there's a place for that, and it's not in his
room. Maybe he had to get a second test because the first one was accidentally destroyed.
I think that's
destroyed.
Where he gets tested. I'm pretty sure it's his nose.
But there are multiple things wrong with David's assumption. First of all, there's a place for testing for COVID for players. And also, if we're to believe what the rumors are, that's not a recommended place on the body to get tested for COVID.
Right, right. Esteban says, is watching tape now replacing nachos is a euphemism?
Possibly.
Yeah, you could. You could ask your wife. She wants to watch tape with you. You need to have tape.
I mean, when you slide into a girl's DM, you say, hey, you want to come over and watch some tape. But you don't.
Like, if I were single, like the single draftniks, they can do that stuff. Like, hey, I'm going to be breaking down some tape tonight. You want to come break down some tape? That could be a come on. Yeah. For me, it's a way for me to just, you know.
Who are the
stay
single,
up here longer?
Who are the single draft?
I'm watching tape. Oh, lots of those guys that are like the guys from Draft Network. Benjamin Solak. He's not
you
guys. You wouldn't know.
You respect any of those guys and their work?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're not named Todd McShay, so that's right.
I respect Todd McShay. Todd McShay just wants to just try to stay acting like he didn't see messages from me. So that's cool. Then don't run up on me at combine. Hey, bud. I just saw your direct message from 2 years ago. Just because you see me face to face, now you saw the direct message. Cool, cool. Thomas, stay doing you. I'm a Daniel Jeremiah guy.
Whoa.
You stay doing that.
Seems like we're taking sides here.
Yeah.
Instead of all just trying to unify.
Yeah. How about?
No. The draft world. We don't. I'm Team NFL.
Unlike the University of Michigan, have you seen this?
No.
They've got a BIPOC cafe.
What?
Black, Indigenous, and People of Color Cafe is a space for students from marginalized racial, ethnic, cultural communities to gather and to relate with one another and to discuss their experience as students on campus and as people of color in the world. So it's separate.
But is it equal?
Then they have the non-POC People of Color Cafe is a space for students that do not identify as persons of color to gather and discuss their experience as students on campus and as non-POC in the world.
So it's separate but equal.
See, we're going back. I'm telling you,
we're back to 1950.
The world is intentionally.
Sorry, you can't eat here.
People of color and everybody's intentionally like, hey, you know what would be great is if we separated everything out. Can we go? But
this doesn't seem like this is progress to me.
It doesn't feel like it.
It doesn't feel like when we're separating.
So, what is the non-POC? Is that people who don't identify as POC? What does that mean?
You don't. You're not a person of color.
But you said identify as.
Well, we've seen
people. They do not identify as persons of color.
So somebody who is black who doesn't.
Like Rachel Dolezal?
Well, that's the opposite.
Which one does she go to?
She can't eat anywhere.
She identified as a person of color. And then the people of color said, nah, you're not one of us.
Well, wait.
That seemed kind of unfair, by the way.
But she identifies, wait a minute, if you identify as a person of color, then you are one.
I don't make the rules. That's only at
Michigan. What about me?
That's only at Michigan.
Where am I?
What do you identify with? It sounds like you flip-flop.
It depends on what situation.
I'm in the BIPOC. I don't want to be with Whitey.
Well, you could have had.
You got to stick me with Whitey.
You could have had a delicious dinner at New Orleans and you chose not to.
Well, this is where. Excuse me. That's where that came from.
Yeah.
It was a student at one of those bicultural. I don't know what the official title was, but it was a center for people, students of color, to go and study. And she said,
"Excuse me. There's just too many white people."
So it's not just at Michigan; it's at other campuses too. I personally endorse separate but equal.
You do?
Yes.
Wow. I'm with you. Finally, we can agree on something. Look at the 1950s could have used you. Where were you back in when George Wallace was trying to put in the Lord's work?
Could you imagine me being the 1950s?
Hold on. Excuse me, guys. Let's think this through.
I could be Candace Owens in the 1950s. Look, guys.
I'd love to eat with you
guys.
Love to eat with you people, but I don't want to.
They're making some
came back
points.
From the future. I'm just going to say for me, I'm not speaking for you, but for me, I'd like an upgraded facility.
Yeah.
But maybe everything you're fighting for, I don't know. Like Martin Luther King would have said, we can't. John Lewis would have said, who is this man over there?
You're a time traveler and you're siding against us?
Yes.
Just
you're doing this wrong.
Yes.
Leave it the way it is. Only build nicer stuff.
Look, in 70 years, it's going to all be the same anyway.
Listen, you guys are going to be talking to everyone, each other through plastic shields anyway.
Yeah,
everyone's going to be doesn't matter. You're divided. Ordering from the same behind the same plastic shield.
All wearing masks. No one can be around each other. It'll be there will be no real difference.
We are meant to wear masks as black people in the future. No.
Everybody
across the world. Now, some won't wear masks. There's going to be some anti-maskers.
Yeah.
And to be honest, those will mostly be white people. But
is polio going to be as big a concern? It's going to make a comeback, yeah. Well, there's going to be some polio coming back. There's anti-vaxxers, too. What does that even mean? Don't worry.
I know you're a vaccine update guy. Did you see that they're halting?
They're back on.
They are?
Yeah. Oh. You're talking about AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
Of course I have seen that.
The latest update. You're way behind, Del. That was yesterday.
They halted AstraZeneca.
I got the update already. We're back.
They halted AstraZeneca. There was one irregular patient, and they thought they want to make sure it wasn't
unexplained
from...
unexplained illness.
Yeah, with an illness, and they're like, oh, it's not us. Zoom. They're back in it. And two other places, Moderna and Novavax, their stock yesterday went, oh, AstraZeneca's having some problems. And so their stock went up yesterday.
Look.
Although everybody's stock went down when the group of nine, the big players for the... they said, look, we're going to all sign an agreement that we're not going to rush this. We want the general public to have faith in our science. We don't want you not getting the vaccine because you think that we're pushing it forward. We're not going to release this until the FDA is ready to approve it. We'll make sure there's efficacy. We'll make sure it's safe. You can trust us. We'll all agree to do that. And as soon as they did that, stock market made great sell. All their stocks plummeted. It's weird how the stock market has the worst morality check in the world. Like when Gilead came out, the medicine that you can take when you're in the hospital, it helps, you know, lessen the effects of COVID. They came out and they made a more reasonable price. They're like, we're going to make it more reasonably priced so everyone can have access to it. And stock was like, dump. You come out with like, there was rumors that it may cost as much as $5,000. Buy. Look at the stock shooting up.
And
they're like, no, we want to make it more reasonable. Oh, never mind. Sell all my stock. No, but more people can get it. It's going to be good for our society. Yeah, no. I don't care.
You keep dancing around the issue. They stopped for a bit because of an unexplained illness. That sounds like they created a zombie.
My concern is robots. Yours is zombies.
Unexplained illness from a medical trial. That's a zombie talking.
That does sound like zombie.
Well, somebody who's just infected with, what is it called
infected.
In that one movie? Anger. You don't like to hear the word infected.
No. Exactly. All the twitching.
Twitchy.
The blood red eyes.
Like, man, that thing's really twitchy over there.
Is that?
You got a lot of twitch.
Fast twitch?
Yeah, fast twitch. And then all of a sudden, 0 to 100 running after you like, what the hell? I like the walking zombies. I don't like running zombies.
Aggressive.
By the way, any chance Lamont brought this up. Any chance LeBron snitched out on House or even sent somebody to Daniel House?
No, LeBron ain't snitching.
Why would he snitch on House? Wouldn't it be someone else?
Hey, there's only like 7 guys who play.
That's true.
Just taking out one of the rotation.
You got to get Rocco out of the game. Oh, by the way, Rocco going to play after
that?
I think he's playing.
Broken nose, playing. Ouch. 944 ESPN 97.5. Being a champion is what he's being. If you want to be, listen to Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman would never steer you wrong. Here's the deal. Alex Bregman is going to make sure that you get your electricity at the best price. Now, all you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560. And you're going to get the best electricity and service at the best price. Period. Exclamation point. Champion.energy/1560. Save now. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.947 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 Lance's final segment, then he's gonna beat it. So Daniel House, it'll be interesting to see if he plays tonight. We'll see.
I thought he was already out.
Well, according to the Chris Haynes article, they're going to make a final decision before tonight, see if he'll play.
Oh, because initially they said he was out, I thought.
Well, no, I've never seen he's out.
I did see that.
I saw it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Game four, at least it said. Or it may have been Dell saying that.
I saw that, at least likely to be out, at least maybe that's what I saw. But, yeah, Chris Haynes' article said a final decision will be made.
Yeah, I've never seen a definitive answer. I mean,
if he doesn't
it's
play,
not a good look.
It's a bad look, but if he doesn't play the rest of the playoffs, he's done as a Rocket.
Those of you who haven't heard, I got the intel last night, and I didn't want to run with it. I just said I ain't doing nothing. So Chris Haynes said today that it was a COVID tester that was in his room, and apparently there's extenuating circumstances like marriage and kids involved as well. So it's not a good look all the way around.
Yeah, Daniel House's too. Mark Berman had a tweet that showed he was at an Astros game, and I guess he has a wife and kids too. It's disappointing that this is going on during the playoffs.
Yeah, it's disappointing that you can't.
Disappointing you lose a guy that you need who has turned into a pretty decent defender, a high energy guy, an athletic player. Doesn't help your team, that's for sure. The personal stuff is going to be the personal stuff for him, but for me, as a guy who wants the Rockets to beat the Lakers, you're not better off, I don't think, with Ben McLemore getting the minutes over Daniel House, because Ben McLemore, he does get hot or cold, 3-point line, so you do that. But Daniel House is a better defender, and Daniel House is a better fit right now for the Rockets. But here's hoping Ben McLemore knocks him down when he gets him tonight.
If in fact he doesn't trust him. He played 11 minutes the day before he played. I don't think he even played, did he? And McLemore couldn't even get in the game before.
Hey, have we heard anything on the basketball ratings since the playoffs started? My son was bringing it up about why are the ratings down so much and I don't know if that's an old narrative.
Was there a report about the Rockets game? Was it the Thunder?
It was the most viewed.
Yeah, that game 7.
Yeah, I haven't heard the Rockets number. I haven't heard because people want the ratings to be down and attribute it to social justice.
Craig Sager Jr. certainly does. Did you see his tweet?
Uh-uh.
I'm paraphrasing, but he said, the NBA stinks, and not because of the play, it's because of Black Lives Matter. And everyone's like, damn, Craig Sager Jr., we liked your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And someone goes, that's why your dad left you out of the will.
I don't know. So I was just wondering if you guys had seen the numbers for that. Because I know that, like I told my son, I'm like, look, I don't know. I got to see the numbers. I said, during the restart, there were games at 3. It was like watching the Premier League. There'd be a random game on a Tuesday at 3 o'clock. You know, I don't even, almost don't even count that.
No, you can't count that.
But I am interested to see what happens.
Especially when it's Orlando and Milwaukee.
And my wife and I have talked about this. She thinks, I said, look, I think sports will have some issues. I said basketball.
Did you see right now Kansas City's not sold out? They got tickets available.
The Chiefs game?
They only got 19,000, and apparently there are tickets, and they're not. And the prices are going down.
Do people
the brokers?
That seems impossible.
The brokers are dropping prices right now.
Is it a football? Is it a social justice thing, or I don't want to be in a crowd thing?
I don't know.
But
do you want to go to a concert right now?
Hold on, that doesn't seem even.
Even a concert that you really want to see?
No,
no,
I want no part of it.
You
right
want
now.
No part of it, and then it's just something that you really like.
Yeah, and the tweet from Craig Sager was the NBA is whack. It has nothing to do with my dad being dead, and everything to do with Black Lives Matter. So that was, of course,
it's gonna turn some people off. There's no way around it. However, I think my wife and I were talking about this. She thinks that a bigger turnoff is going to be people saying, I don't really care about sports as much right now because I don't have a job, or we're really struggling with to pay our this or that. Or I think another part is we are so conditioned that this is not basketball season. And the restart, doesn't it feel like 2 seasons? I feel like Russell Westbrook has played here for 2 years because the last year, well, I'm sorry, not the last year, the spring, it felt like that was a different year. Like, this is a completely different year. Like, the Astros 60-game startup is the bubble season. It's like they're 2 different seasons. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. But I'm enjoying the playoffs. I watched both the games yesterday.
Yeah.
I watched most of them. It's good basketball right now. Yeah.
Clarence Hill Jr. says this. This dude went next level. couldn't bring in an IG bay to the bubble, so he worked with the resources he had and hooked up with female COVID-19 testing official. Daniel House won the bubble. Lemon Pepper Lou passed the trophy like that Sixth Man of the Year award.
No. Lemon Pepper Lou does not pass a trophy.
Well, let's ask. If this turns out to be true and he misses another game.
Who? Yeah.
Who had the most egregious bubble offense? Lemon Pepper Lou or Daniel House?
Well, Lemon Pepper Lou, I think, because he was in publicly.
It didn't cost him a playoff game.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
But well, I don't know. If Daniel House is costing you playoff games?
No, it didn't cost
Lou. But it hurts.
No, what I'm saying is.
It hurts. No.
What
it
I meant was Lou didn't miss a playoff game because of his transgression.
Right.
Daniel
but
House has already missed
one. It was
one.
A lot more public. Now, this getting out right now. That you can't keep it in, you can't control yourself during the playoffs.
What type of relationships are you fostering outside the bubble where you couldn't convince the NBA to allow a girl in with for you? A relationship. What's Daniel House doing outside the bubble?
Well, maybe he didn't want his.
Look at KJ just sent me.
You don't know. Maybe he didn't want. Maybe he's been working this for
KJ
a while.
KJ just sent a text.
You don't know how long he's been working
true.
This.
That's he just true. Sent a text, I think, to you too, Dale.
Yeah, I saw it.
It just says. Yeah, it's a picture of LeBron on a phone in his Lakers jersey. It says, quote, yeah, I saw Daniel House trying to sneak someone in his room the other night.
Mm-hmm.
It says that LeBron is the snitch.
I've seen that. I've seen Chris Paul, although it would have been more effective if Chris Paul was still in the playoffs because he was initially the one that everyone said was going to snitch on someone. Yeah, the Lakers had tied the series at one, and then Daniel House misses game three. Maybe LeBron used his special powers. I'm going to say that's a doubtful occurrence.
I think he plays tonight. I think they'll go, you know what?
Well,
just because you're a scumbag doesn't mean you can't play.
What if the investigation says and it's found out that what it's alleged is true? Do they allow a guy who snuck someone into his room to play? Because even that Chris Haynes article said that other NBA teams are watching this very closely. Because the rule is no one in your room unless they're like team personnel.
Or family.
Yeah, and I think they even have the family has their own room.
And I would imagine Daniel House of all. Now, see, this was the thing. Man, I don't know. This woman.
Here we go. Wait for it. Here we go.
Daniel House? You got all those NBA players there? Daniel House?
Well, maybe Daniel House is the one who was the most. Who showed the most interest? Was the most nice.
If it. All those NBA players and they're, nobody's showing interest but Daniel House?
I didn't say what? No one showing interest. Well, I said maybe he showed the
most
interest.
But listen. There's a lot of guys with a lot of money there. Maybe even a lot better looking than Daniel House. Okay.
Look, I don't know.
All I'm saying is.
I don't
is,
know what this woman looks like. I don't really know her family situation.
I'm guessing.
As opposed
I'm
to
gonna, I'm going to take a guess.
But maybe Daniel House is the top of what she was going to expect.
Is that
she
what you're
expect.
Really looking for?
Do we know? We don't know what she is. I asked you during the.
Yeah, all that James money there and all that.
James ain't looking for her.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Why James? And James ain't dumb. Well, he's not going to sneak in the COVID girl, the COVID
Listen,
tester.
She get lost in James' room. Daniel House probably got a bed and maybe a TV in there.
He has a TV.
Okay?
He
maybe.
Maybe. No, they're living in rat holes, remember? You saw Rajon Rondo like,
Motel 6.
This is the worst rat hole place of a dump I've ever been in. And then I saw a picture of it. I'm like. Well, this is exactly like a nice Marriott.
She get lost in LeBron's or James Harden's room. She get lost. What room are you in? I can't find you.
Why are you underestimating just the connection was made and it's love?
Okay.
He's been there a long time. Like, he's been there since when? Late July. When did he get
there? That's what I'm saying. How long has he been working?
So can we do our NFL predictions next?
No, you're gone. Remember? Maybe.
Oh, no. He wants to do NFL predictions.
You said we were doing NFL
no,
predictions.
No, you said that.
Dale.
That's not my name. You said that. But when did the Rockets get there? Was it July 7th or something?
Yeah.
So he could have been, this could have been a 2 month relationship.
I just don't think she's going that good. That's all.
Why? Because she stuck with Daniel House.
Of all the NBA players there, she chose Daniel
Maybe
House.
Daniel House
and Taylor Rooks.
Nothing against Daniel House.
Taylor Rooks is like, are y'all done with your flagrant bleep?
Yeah, stop mentioning my name.
Taylor Rooks catching it.
Like, seriously, that probably caused so much stress for her in her personal life.
That's bad.
Total BS.
That was bad. I mean, when you guys sent that, I was like, who's Taylor Rooks, first of all? And secondly, that ain't the story.
No, I didn't believe it was a story. I just knew she was being mentioned and the slander she was catching.
You still
went and
looked her up, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that became a thing in the thread.
Oh, She's been looked up quite a bit, okay?
All right. Can we get to – I would rather now get to predictions now. Now predictions.
Now, see.
No, now that's a sticky situation.
Now, she ain't picking Daniel House. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
Hell no. Hells no.
Hell no.
957 ESPN 97.5. All I want you to do right now is go to BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and see for yourself. Or you can go to CVS because they're in CVS now. Well, Lance was talking about it a little bit earlier. The quality of mask is second to none. And here's the deal is if you want the protection, well, then all you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com, put in promo code Granato, and see for yourself. You're going to get 20% off right now because you put in promo code Granato, G-R-A-N-A-T-O, and then you're going to have the best mask that you could possibly have. If you use it for a month, then you get another one, and you can use that one for a month. And it's the nano silver technology means that you are being protected. Look, you need a mask. Make sure that you're using one that's breathable. One, and secondly, it is something that is actually going to protect you. That's kind of a big deal. All you got to do is go to BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato, or at any CVS store, find them yourself.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.